This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Good afternoon and welcome to Harmony Waikato. My name's Derek. I'm joined here with Peter. Peter, how are you?
I am a box of birds today, Derek.
Oh, a box of fluffies. That reminds me of a joke, Peter.
Go on.
Okay. What's angry, feathery and hard to wrap?
I don't know. What is angry, feathery and hard to wrap?
A birthday pheasant.
I think we better get on with something we do. Something else,
yes.
That we do.
Something,
well, I was going to say something that we do better, but I. Yeah, anyway, let's do
it's
something
hard
else.
It's to compete with perfection, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Today,
yes,
the theme is sort of weird and strange stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So this is unusual a cappella.
This is niche a cappella, if you like.
Yeah, well, that's right. And, you know, so it may not be to everybody's taste. This is specialist a cappella.
Okay.
All right.
So, and this is artistic, and which is fabulous.
That's right.
It's the arts.
Yeah,
so,
it's people expressing themselves in unusual ways.
Yep. So if you don't like it, you're wrong.
Correct. Correct. You're wrong.
Yeah.
That's right. So the first group is one that we've heard quite a few times before on this show. They're well known for their weird music. This is the
yes.
Bobs. And they're talking about a subject that's close to everybody's heart.
Yeah, something which we all try to avoid most days.
That's right. They are doing a song about spontaneous human combustion.
Spontaneous human combustion. There goes another one. Raging fire, a funeral pyre,
an unexpected
cremation.
They were kissing in a crowded mall when they burst right into flame.
Flame!
Charcoal briquettes in 30 seconds. Their last words, each other's name. Did they have a deep-seated problem? Was it their farewell? Did they cause themselves to ignite,
leaving that awful smell? Spontaneous human combustion. There goes another one.
A
raging fire, a funeral pyre,
an unexpected
cremation.
Shopping on Rodeo Drive when she went up with a flash.
Flash!
The police had no explanation. Their only clue, a pile of ash. Was her Visa card at the limit on that shopping spree? Did she blow her top when she read,
buy one, get one free? Spontaneous human combustion. There goes another one.
In your bloodstream starts a fire in your body. Is it caused by stress or frustration, or by what you eat? Never snack on cabbage and wasabi.
You get smoking feet. Spontaneous human combustion. There goes another one.
A
raging fire, a funeral fire,
an unexpected
cremation.
An unexpected
cremation.
a message of warning there.
Yes, from the Bobs.
Yes, that's right. So be careful about that one.
It is, yeah. It's an interesting proposition. Anyway, this next group is a group that we met when they were coming through Hamilton.
Yes, that's right.
And you invited the entire chorus to your place for a barbecue afterwards.
That's right, and then we offended them.
We didn't offend them, we just pointed out the obvious, that they were Australian.
Yes, that's right, and so we sang...
we sang a song...
Our song of appreciation for Australians.
Yes.
And
then they were offended.
Yeah.
But they were also drunk, and they were drinking all your beer. So.
Yeah, well, that's right. So, it was fair that they had, was a price to pay for that beer.
There was, yeah.
Yeah. So we're talking about the Spooky Men's Chorale, really, really cool group. Let me read about them.
Yes.
The Spooky Men's Chorale are a vast, rumbling, steam-powered and black-clad behemoth, seemingly accidentally capable of rendering audiences moist-eyed with mute appreciation or haplessly gurgling with merriment. Based on the twin pillars of grand foolishness and the quest for a perfect subwoofer-rattling boof chord, the Spooky Men seek to commemorate on the absurdity and grandeur of the modern male, armed only with their voices, a sly collection of hats and facial hair, and a twinkle in the eye. So this is the Spooky Men's Chorale, and they are going to do a song about, it's called The Mess Song.
Suddenly you just look up, what do you see? Everything's a mess, everything's a mess. If you don't do things properly, you make a mess, you make a mess. And even if you do things right, you make a mess. There's always a point at the end of breakfast when everything's a mess. Everything's a mess. And if you walk away and leave it and come back in half an hour, the mess is even worse. It's got worse all by itself. There must be no sign that breakfast has happened. There must be no sign that any of this has happened. Everything that we do makes a mess. Everything that we do makes a mess. Makes a mess.
I can remember how it started. I followed the firemen. I dreamed of the astronauts. They looked so happy in their shiny metal headgear. I knew that inside they were smiling. My mother appeared, I was abnormal. I'd take out the colander and put it on my head. People are happy when they know that they're protected. Just let me tell you why I'm smiling.
I've got my helmet on. Nothing can do me wrong. I've got my helmet on.
In shining rows they sit in every beauty parlor. Down in the coal mines lighting the way. From distant battlefields to the tiniest motor scooter, there is peace on every single face. My friends all tell me I'm retreating, but how can they argue with true serenity? If they would only try just once to wear a helmet, the world would soon be a better place.
Come try my helmet on, nothing will do you wrong. Come try my helmet on.
In shining rows they sit in every beauty parlor. Serenity on every face.
Come try my helmet on. Nothing will do you wrong. Come try my helmet on. Come try my helmet on. Nothing will do you wrong. Come try my helmet on. Come try my helmet on. Nothing will do you wrong. Come try my helmet on.
The helmet.
The helmet.
Yeah.
What a cool song.
Yeah. Well, again, typical of the Bobs. We're now going to switch back to Spooky Men, Spooky Men's chorus.
Right.
But this song's far more familiar. This was made, I think it was ABBA, wasn't it? Made Dancing Queen famous?
I believe it was, yes. So do ABBA, and particularly their bank account.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, but no, Dancing Queen is one of those anthems.
And yes.
Actually, now would be a brilliant time to mention the what happened in Auckland yesterday with the anti... community standing up for their voice.
Yes, indeed.
Which I think was really, really important.
Yeah, it was great. And, you know, yeah. I was proud that New Zealand didn't stop, you know, there was no question of stopping that person coming in to officially doing that. But it was, you know, it was the popular voice that dominated.
The popular voice shut them down.
Yeah.
And... in a similar way, watching Brian Tamaki and his group trying to force their way down Queen Street, but using Māori tanga, it's just that really, really irritated me.
Yeah.
To use a haka in that manner is intimidation. But there you go.
There you go.
So the world turns, and this next song, which is largely an anthem for parts of our community, and I was just saying that I spent some time down in Wellington.
Mm-hmm.
It's lovely seeing the rainbow flag down there.
Absolutely right.
It's great.
Yep. So here's the Spooky Men, and they're singing Dancing Queen.
Hey, you can dance, you can die, having the time of your life. girl. Watch that scene. Dig in the constantly to the left. Oi, 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 everything is fine, you're in the mood for dance, and if you get the chance, you are the dancing queen, young and sweet, only 43, dancing queen, feel the beat from the tambourine. Oh yes, you can dance, you can jive, having the time of your life. Hey, 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 see that girl, watch that scene, dig in the dancing queen, to the left. Oi, 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 oi. You're a tease, you turn me. Oi, 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 oi. Looking out for another, anyone would do. You're in the mood for dance, and when you get the chance, you are the dancing queen. Young and sweet, only 43. Dancing queen, feel the beat from the tambourine. Oh yes, you can dance, you can jive, having the time of your life. Hey, 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 see that girl, watch that scene. Dancing queen to the left, oi. Dancing queen to the left, oi. Dancing queen to the left, oi. To the left, oi.
Yeah,
man. That is fun.
Yeah, that guy, Andrew someone, he's very, very smart.
Oh, very, very clever. I think when it started, when they started the Spooky Men's Chorale, it was just like, let's get together and have a bit of a muck around.
Yeah.
And they realised that they're actually onto something and that people wanted to see it.
Yeah.
So they managed to maintain that sense of camaraderie and fun.
Yeah, definitely.
And keep that going, because it would have been very easy to say, oh, well, actually, let's go in this direction. And one nice thing is that they don't seem to... I mean, they're very, very good. But they don't worry about becoming really, really polished over performance.
Entertainment, that's right.
Entertainment will always be the key. And I think that's so important,
very
particularly
right.
for a group like that.
Yep, they are very good.
Yeah.
So our next item.
Yes. Our next item on the list is, well, today's theme is strange and weird.
Yeah, that's right.
And some things just don't get much stranger than this next show where the song is from. In fact, this particular thing that can't get much stranger is entitled Stranger Things.
This is by Maitri. Yeah, that's the theme from Stranger Things. It's a Netflix.
It is Netflix series. Program.
About the disappearance of a young kid.
Yeah,
and weird things start happening.
Yeah. It is quite cool. It's one of those ones that you sort of get into and then you get hooked once you're in. And at the moment, Manifest was like that. That was a little bit like Lost, where a plane disappeared and then turned up like 20 years later.
Right, yeah.
And the passengers had not aged or anything like that.
Wow.
It was...
Yeah, okay.
And that's a cool premise. It's amazing also how Netflix has become its own studio.
Absolutely.
In its own right and putting out some amazing movies.
I think television is, continuous TV stations as we know it, probably their days are numbered.
I would suggest so, but there you go.
There you go. So our next song is Back to the Bobs.
Yeah, Back to the Bobs. Now,
we know about their helmet.
We do know about their helmet. Oh, do you know what my feet are in?
Oh, I think they're in my shoes.
Yeah. They said, before you judge a person, walk a mile in their shoes.
Yeah, that's
then
right.
Not only will you be a mile away when you judge them, but you'll also have their shoes.
Correct.
Taking me, whoa, my shoes
My Shoes by the Bobs.
Yes, probably one of the more sensible songs that we've heard today, and that's not really saying very much.
No, it's not. Especially when they're singing about their shoes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
I think one of my favourites, technically, today has been this one, which is Stranger Things.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I particularly like this bit. Sounds like a tyre going down.
Yeah, yeah.
And then...
woman is just remarkable.
It's freaky, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of sounds like a fish trying to get away.
Yeah. Yes, it does, yeah. And they, so Maytree do a whole series of different themes and things, yeah. And they're well worth following.
They're pretty cool.
They're very good indeed.
Now, Peter, often you come up with some weird and strange things that we just don't get to listen to.
Yeah,
all the
well,
way
no, we don't. We don't have. We don't. I think we don't hear enough Mongolian throat singing on this program.
Really?
I think that's what I believe.
It's a complaint that echoes through the hallways.
Yeah, it does. So, I think it would be a great thing to do to fix that problem.
To finish with Mongolian throat singing.
Well, you know, it's a strange and weird. Acapella art.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. How about today we finish with Mongolian throat singing?
Let's do that. Let's okay. Special treat. Here we are.
That's it. It's Mongolian throat singing.
That's
isn't it?
Fabulous. It's yeah. Just, okay. Let's just listen to it. Oh
Peter,
we're
out
of time.
Oh no. Oh. Boy, that wasn't planned. Take care. I will see you same time, same place next week.
Thanks for listening to this Free FM podcast. If you want to hear more content like this, you can support Free FM via Patreon. Head to patreon.com/freefm89 to find out more.